were like,
no.
Huh? What? Huh? You talking to me? Huh?
Huh? Do the little Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, brother, when Joseph's question savaged?
Anyways.
Savage. Real talk. No filter on Savaged Unfiltered. Savaged.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to Savaged Unfiltered. I am your host, Savaged, here, and joining me from Detroit, known as Jay Leonard Detroit here, his handle all over the place on social media. We call him Jokester Joe. You're going to understand why. Joseph M. Leonard, the host of his show, Christitutionalist Podcast.
Yeah.
Politics. Did I say that backwards again, Joe?
Christitutionalist Politics Podcast. Yeah. Things first, have you had your blackout Wawa and Red Bull?
I've had that.
Okay, good.
Check off the list. Yes. We check off the list.
Can't have a repeat of Saturday where you were like,
no.
Huh? What? Huh? You talking to me? Huh?
Huh? Do the little Hulk Hogan.
What you gonna do, brother, when Joseph's question savaged?
Anyways. So what have you been up to, Joe? How was your weekend, man?
Oh, okay. The weather's getting a little better now, although I can't wait till May when hopefully, you know, there should be no more freezing days. Although I did look it up. We do sometimes have snowfall all the way to mid-May, but so I don't know if it's officially spring here yet or not. Well, remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen. The question is possible, right, Joe? I mean, possible. So we got a guest on here today, going by the name of Sherry, but she has a background of this whole Target U, and I want to understand a little bit more about it, because there's a huge meaning.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This whole Target U, and we're gonna get a little more information on that. But do you have any side comments on before we bring her on? She has a story that circulates the Georgia area, mainly Duluth, in that whole area, Georgia, and you know, there's a big story on it, guys. I don't want to give out any teasers because I always want to give the guest the opportunity and the airtime for them to discuss their story, because I think it always comes out best from the guests themselves. But a lot of circulation around Duluth, Georgia, the FBI, some secret stuff coming out of it. A lot of stuff, Joe. A lot of stuff. I'm told she's a whistleblower. So, I mean, do you have any comments on that, man?
Nothing serious before we start, but since you gave away her first name, now I'm going to have a brain worm of that stupid Steve Perry song.
Yeah.
Oh, Sherry, I love, oh, God. goes
well, I did, on. Joe, I didn't dox her unless she wants to be, you know, known like that. I always respect privacy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'll give it to her. If she wants to air it, it's up to her. If not, I'll just go by Sherry. Because when I see, you know, that type of content, whistleblower, all this information, hey, it's on that. So, but without further ado, I want to bring her on, Sherry. Sherry, welcome to the show. How are you doing, Beth?
Hi, thank you for having me, Michael. I appreciate it so much. I'm doing well.
Yeah. And I have to ask, you know, as you heard me kind of mention a little bit brief about your story there with Duluth, Georgia, and some of the background kind of circulating the FBI, and I'm told that there's a gentleman involved with this, this Borgen guy. What's that all about? Let's go from the beginning, if we can, and find out how all this kind of happened, Sherry, if you don't mind.
No problem. Unfortunately, I thought it had begun with him, and when I was literally tossed into the biggest rabbit hole I think that I've ever heard, it came out to be that it did not start with him. It just was part of him. But it came to my attention when he decided that he was just going to walk out the door after 7 years of being together. And I've known him actually since high school. I met him at Duluth High School back in, well, I'm not going to show my age, I guess not, but back in 1987, I met him. And then, but I never dated him or anything. He actually did ask me out, but I had a boyfriend. So that was kind of the end of that.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So like over the years, I'd probably seen him out and about maybe 4 or 5 times. The last time I had seen him, I had a business that was in an office park, and I was getting things out of my car and going into my building. And he was actually walking in the parking lot, and we were like, hi. And we talked for like an hour and a half, you know, butterflies or any that, you know, sparks or anything. It was just kind of like, what have you been doing over the past so many years? And, you know, that was it. And so years later, you know, he reaches out to me on Facebook, and then I had just gotten divorced, and I just happened to be in Norcross across Georgia training for a position with Comcast. And then that was it. You know, we started dating, and come to find out after 7 years of marriage, he was actually placed in my life and to exterminate me.
So what do you mean by he was placed in your life? Was it, I mean, I noticed in some parts of your story, the word was used forced into your life. Why was he forced, and how was he forced?
Well, I wish he were the only one. But my sister who worked at Lockheed Martin, and my half sister, I should say, that worked at Lockheed Martin, she actually went to college in Kennesaw. And the story was, because I don't think I was even a twinkle in my parents' eye yet, that she actually killed a police officer while he was directing traffic on campus of her college. And right after college, high grade, top secret job with Lockheed Martin. And then, so, like I said, it took me months and months and months to actually connect all the dots back to. She placed me into an MK Ultra program through Lockheed Martin as a child, an infant.
Right, right. So Lockheed Martin, I'm hearing the Duluth, Georgia. I'm seeing Mississippi. I'm seeing a lot of stuff circulating this entire story. Right, this entire nightmare. If I may use those words, because it seems like a nightmare right now so far of what you're presenting here on the show.
Very much so.
Let's talk a little bit about this guy that was forced into your life. Like, how was the, if I'm getting correctly, Sherry, you guys had lived together. Is that correct?
Yes, he actually relocated. He had a job with Swanee Magazine doing the magazine sales for probably five to seven years with Swanee Magazine. And I was actually in building sales for quite some time, which that plays a major part as well. And he decided he was, he wanted to come and move in with me down in Mississippi, where I had bought a home and a business down in South Mississippi, close to Biloxi. And I had been there for probably 13 years at the time. Yeah, about 13 years. And I had two daughters, going into high school type of thing, and they just graduated right before all this happened. But however, I was actually in the middle of a class action lawsuit against a multi-million dollar company, but they were part of this targeting type of MK Ultra program, which, explained a lot. It explained, why I had been sexually harassed and discriminated against, as well as retaliated against when he came into my life. And looking back, I can see where he actually tried to kill me when during this whole, while I was in the middle of the lawsuit. I have actual evidence of that, where he had me stand on back of like an ATV to hold some things on. And he was like, well, hang on. And I was like, be careful, because I don't want to fall. Well, he runs my head into a bridge. And just so happened, two EMTs happened to be coming off a boat. It was on an island in Louisiana. And then he waves the life flight away when the helicopter was there pretty quickly. And it never even knocked me out. It didn't even do anything to me at all, which was, a miracle in itself. And then when the ambulance came, I was in the ambulance and I was still, high anxiety. I was thinking, normally people don't hit their head on a bridge and not die. So when I was looking, I was looking for some signs from the EMT to see if I actually, if something were, going on, that he would make some type of, impression on his face. So when I actually was asking him, was my guy following, the ambulance, because I was scared and I wanted somebody with me, I didn't want to like die by myself. But my daughter, who has high autism, she's a high functioning autistic child, and she was with him. And where we were going was actually to stay. She was wanting to go back to her school that she was raised in Mississippi. So we were in Louisiana. I was opening up some locations in Louisiana for my business. And so I didn't want to have to, to fight her every day to want to go back to Mississippi. And my ex-husband actually illegally took over my home. But this makes a lot of sense now. Now I can go back and connect all the dots why he did that. And so when my daughter was going to
move
back.
Yeah, if I may chime in real quick, Sherry. Yeah, if I may chime in real quick, I have a question here. This gentleman you're speaking to, because I have read a little bit of your story, circulating this entire, mess of a nightmare that you unfortunately was placed in. Was this a gentleman that was necessarily spying on you in any forms, part of like a federal agency or the government itself, or was it
I really don't think
this going with? Yeah,
I really don't think he was a federal agent or any of that at first, because he had actually worked with the Italian mafia. And he and he had run all their magazines. He did all their telemarketing rooms so he trained like 14,000 people is what he said. And I really never, paid much close attention to it, because, of the past is the past, and obviously you're not there now. And, so I never really paid close attention. However, I do think he became a federal agent for the feds because of that. And because I believe he was set up to turn state's evidence on them and then set them up. Well, and then set them up.
So where does it tie in with you? Like you think, he was part of like the Italian mafia. You were kind of like, where I'm seeing with the story, you're kind of placed right in the middle, right? I mean, you just happened to like come along and like, hey, well, we're going to use her as the bait, I'm seeing some type of bait scenario come into play, right?
Correct.
Where, they decided to use you as a pawn, so to speak. Right. Yeah.
As a patsy is what they call them.
Sounds like
where does that tie in?
Sounds like the John DeLorean setup, too.
I'm not real sure what that means. But you can explain it to me later. But whatever it was a setup for sure. Where that ties into is where I believe that he was, I have evidence of this, where his sister's talking about he was supposed to turn state's evidence over onto the Gotti brothers on an ADT scam that was that went down in like 2013. And he actually took over Vincent Artuso's position. And I guess Artuso must have passed away in jail when they were in jail. And so when he got out in 2018, he wanted me to go with him down to the Boca and meet with him because he had access to like hundreds of millions of dollars and he needed to be legit because, you know, they were watching him kind of thing is what he was saying. So he wanted to ask him. Well, we were supposed to meet with him to see if he wanted to get involved with tiny homes and the rental of tiny homes. So I was like, sure, because that's what I was doing. I was doing buildings and tiny homes. And we went down there and just so happened, and nothing is ever coincidence, there was another gentleman that was there that was, I guess, pitching him on the idea of this product that I had actually worked on 25 years prior to that with a marketing group that I had started when I was 16. And of course, I was placed in there. Everything in my life has been like structured, placed to do exactly.
Yeah. What? One second, Sherry. I want to hear about the tiny homes, but I got to get a quick break here. Guys, dude wipes. It's time to relearn to wipe, guys. Seriously. I hear the craziest stories, guys, from friends, colleagues that I work alongside from time to time. They're so quick, right? They use a public bathroom and it's like, all right, it's time to get in there and get out, right? With Dew Wipes, guys, you don't have a problem. You can literally bring these things with you. They come in little disposable bags or they have little pouches you can put right in your back pocket. You're in the public restroom, guys. You don't want to use the nasty toilet paper, right? And the little disposable spool thing that's usually mounted on the urinal wall. Take your Dew Wipes out, guys. Billions of wipes, butts wiped. You see what I did there? Yeah. Find the best savings easily, guys, and fast when you use Progressive Insurance. I love them. Since they've been making their insurance lower and lower and lower, guys, I switched over from my old insurance through Allstate to Progressive. Scan the QR code today, guys, and you are really going to love it. Back to the show, guys. We have Sherry here. She's got a story. She's getting into this tiny homes, but I think we know where it's going with this.
Yeah, I do the first butt wipe thing. Yeah. Paper, guys, toilet paper, right? But seriously, back to the seriousness. Sherry, you mentioned Lockheed Martin. Before we get too far away from that, are they involved in this or would? Okay, because I know a lot of the people in the audience are probably screaming military-industrial complex, and they want to hear this.
Yes.
So Lockheed Martin is indeed...
Right. Well, you know, and it was really strange because literally for almost a year prior to this event happening where I realized that something was really going on. I was getting some really nefarious things like on my outside security cameras, like blue beams coming down, really high. I mean, I know this sounds incredibly insane, but thank God I have the evidence to prove what I'm saying. But the truth is actually, you know, stranger than fiction, to be completely honest with you. I was getting some strange stuff and I was trying to, you know, figure it all out and I was, but I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole with you guys because I mean, I'll be going along, but it explains what I was seeing because they were actually hitting me with direct energy weapons.
Well, they certainly exist.
Yes,
I mean, whether one is used on any particular citizen as opposed to supposedly limited to battlefield like they're supposed to. Yes. Now, I know there will be certain people out in the audience, absolutely, when you mentioned the blue beams, there's the whole narrative about painting your roof blue to avoid the blue beam target weapons. I myself adhere to the philosophy of strategically, you know, certain people are going to just roll their eyes at that. So to me, it's strategically kind of dumb to go down that road. So I appreciate you just kind of mentioning it in passing, because indeed, there's evidence. We know that stuff is out there, but it's strategically stupid to go down that road often, as most people indeed will just roll their eyes and walk away. And therefore, other parts that we can stick to easily more evidenced and believable to tell the tale.
Correct. Correct. I agree. I totally agree. Because if I hadn't went through it, I would be one of those people rolling my eyes for sure.
Yeah. And Sherry, you know, there's a twist of the tale too. You know, you mentioned briefly about the human trafficking, but I want to learn a little bit more of this Pizzagate, right? Which was labeled
Well, one of the things was that when he left, I knew that there was something not quite right, and I had never felt that until then, and I pretty much banned him from taking any of my vehicles, and he left on a bicycle, to be honest with you, and right before he left, he was in my storeroom, and he was wrapping up all his boxes tightly with tape, and I didn't care. I mean, that stuff had been there for 7 years in different types of storage rooms. And then, you know,
he was wrapping it with pizza boxes. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. All his evidence that he left behind was in all of his storage. And he put so he never thought I was going to go rummaging through, because I wasn't that type of person. But if I had been that type of person, I wouldn't have been, you know, I wouldn't have been as blindsided, because I would at least known. I don't know. He was pretty creative. He was like, he was communicating with these people through pictures. So, I mean, I don't know how I would ever been able to catch that, as well as they had cloned my phone. So they were using my phone and his phone to be able to communicate. And he would be acting like he was texting me, but he was actually texting his girlfriend he had the whole time.
Right.
Whose brother's an executive for AT&T. And that's how they cloned
him. Aha. Okay. I'm a former IT guy, so, and yes, I have visited some of the dark corners of the dark web. So, yeah, believe me, I know.
Wow. Hey, hold that thought, Sherry. Hold that thought. Guys, what you're hearing here is Sherry sharing her story here on the show with you know, a victim of this entire nightmare of a story that she's referring to. Guys, if you like the show, please, guys, hit this QR code. We're going to put it up in the left-hand corner. It ties to everything here on the show. Our audio, our video, all of our formats, both video and audio. Available just about anywhere you hear a podcast, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Pandora, Amazon Music, right, Shaky? I mean, all over the place, guys. We're there, including Rumble and X here, which is all of our full-blown video formats. Wow. What a story here by Sherry. I mean, crazy amounts of stuff. I want to learn more about this this Pizzagate. I want to learn more about the mafia, because possibly there could be some shaking up of the story here, right? I mean, you know, when you hear a mafia, you hear, oh, shit, you know, like, damn, witness protection? Sherry, I have to throw that question in. Was there witness protection added towards you? If you can add that, did you share this to them at all? Because when you mentioned mafia, That's some serious stuff, Sherry. A little side note about me. I grew up in New York City. I'm very well aware of, you know, the Gottis, the Gambinos, the Columbos. I mean, the Mafia. I mean, that had to be scary for you, Sherry, if you want to go into that.
Well, you know, at first, yes, because I thought, because the only one of the only times I talked to him after he left, he had actually called me at a neighbor's house. And the one thing that he said, and he said it just like this, and this, he had never spoken to me like this ever. And he said, I think you need to run to Costa Rica. And I thought, well, that's a weird thing to say. Why would you say that? I mean, that's like a mafia thing to say.
Yeah.
But now that I know the dots and the connections and stuff, it had nothing to do with the mafia. It had, I believe it had everything to do with the man that I was placed into work with, his father-in-law,
right,
was actually the owner of Midway Carnivals in Tampa, Florida. So
when I
mentioned that, everybody's like, you do know that's the mafia. but at 16, you don't really think that way. You don't really think, you know, I see all these young girls coming in, and I was like the worker bee that always did all the work. And, you know, I think they were older men and they were trying to hit on me and all that. But I just kind of, I knew how to handle that and I would just brush it off. But I never, you know, doesn't think, you know, that was how many years ago? I'm 52 now. At 16, you don't think.
Yeah. No.
Kind of, you know, trafficking thing.
Now, how does it, Sherry, how does this tie to, because I know there's a former congressman involved, Bob Barr. How does this tie to Bob Barr? Because that's an interesting figure that's kind of, you know, tying this whole story together. What's Bill Barr? What's his involvement?
It's not Bill Barr. It's Bob Barr.
Well, Bob Barr. I got the name wrong. Barr. Well, excuse me, Bob. Sorry, folks. Bob Barr.
Yeah. Clear. You know, yeah. I was introduced to him through my mafia associated employer, and he helped me get my brother some legal assistance. But he was a lawyer, and he was running for congressman at the time. So that was the only person that I could actually think of getting any help to or with when I discovered, you know, that I was in trouble and that this was much more than something that I can handle. And when I was discovering that there was an explosive in my home, that I had to figure out how in the heck I'm going to get, you know, I had evidence that these people were trying to kill me. And that was the only way that I was going to be able to prove it, because that's hardcore evidence. I went to him and I basically ended up getting arrested while I was at his office in Cobb County, Georgia.
You got arrested?
Yeah, I got arrested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then the reason for that is because when I tried
I know that area pretty well, Sherry. I mean, Cobb County, I mean, that's yeah.
Very highly corrupted. I mean, what happened was,
yeah, go ahead.
I was spent like 2 months trying to get assistance with the police in Mississippi. But it's for some reason, there was some type of blockage there. I had never had any type of run-ins with the police, no like law enforcement, you know, anything. And for them to not take me serious was really odd. They were not taking me seriously. He was actually on bond for trafficking drugs because he had just wrecked my vehicle a year before that and broke his neck front and back. And some guy down the road, you know, gave him some lower tabs where he didn't have them in a bottle. So they charged him for trafficking drugs after they pulled him over.
Yeah, but if he's had FBI connections at that time.
Exactly. Well, I didn't know this, of course.
Slap on the wrist. Yeah.
Right. Well, actually, they arrested him and charged him.
Wait. Who was trafficking? You said somebody was just arrested. Who was arrested? Was Barr arrested?
Morgan was arrested. The guy that was with me, he had just gotten arrested like several months before that. And I found a note that said off radar and it had the date of his arrest. And I thought, why would he put, that doesn't make sense. Off radar. The only reason that makes sense is if he was an informant.
Wow.
So
that's,
when we went
that's
down,
unfortunate. I mean, that seriously is very unfortunate that we're seeing this. You know, a woman targeted for absolutely nothing. You did nothing wrong, Sherry. You just were placed, like you used the term earlier in the show, forced. I think they seen you as an innocent woman, vulnerable, if I may put that in. And I use that word vulnerable very loose, Sherry, because, I mean, they seen you as an easy target that they could use you as a pawn, you know. And now that you're bringing in big political figureheads here in Georgia, this Bob
Barnes,
top county jail, you mentioned that's a big prison, Sherry. Cobb County is Old Testament, guys. If you're not familiar with this section of Georgia, Cobb County is right around Marietta. I think, right, Shaky, the actual prison or the jail is right in Marietta, Georgia. They're Old Testament, Sherry. What I mean by Old Testament is, like, you know, Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard. I'm gonna get you, Dukes. I mean, that's how Old Testament they are. Seriously. I think Joe had a good Joe. Yeah, you're stirring up something, buddy.
Yeah, this happens a lot with whistleblowers. Now, you know the phrase, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Usually,
exactly.
That's about nepotism in the workplace, usually, but it applies here too, in that they don't know fully what you do know. But since you're associated, they have to discredit you and engage in dirty tricks and tactics to try to label you as a ne'er-do-well and hence set you up for an arrest so that, she's just a common criminal. You can't believe anything. She'll say anything. You know, again, back to the John DeLorean thing. You get because criminals indeed often will just say stuff to get their sentences lightened or to avoid them from being prosecuted. So they drag somebody else in. And in this case, clearly, attacking you to discredit you, like the Biden crime family thing with Bubba Linsky. Discredit, distract, distort, deny.
Yeah, the 3 D's, so to speak, right, Joe? I mean, we gotta mention that. Yeah,
yeah, I've
or
got
the 4 D's.
Seven. I've got.
God, you're up to seven. I thought there was four. That way, up to seven. Okay.
Seven.
You keep on adding some more, Joe.
Dodge, deflect, distract, discredit, deny. I'm not even remembering. You could go to thelibertybeacon.com, look up Joseph M. Leonard under the search, and see all the leftist 7 D's. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she's got something here. I'm looking at some notes, guys, because there's some hacking involved with this connected AT&T. And I want to get her insights on it because, I mean, this story, it's a huge story. We only have available time here on the show before we dip out with her. But before we do, guys, I want to strongly suggest heading over to this great, great company, ExpressVPN. I use it here on the show. It blocks all your encryption here with pop-up ads, advertisement. You guys, you know what I'm talking about. I hate it. I really do. You go to Facebook, you go to Twitter, you go to Instagram, you go all these great platforms, right? And then as soon as you you leave one site and then you jump over to, like, maybe Amazon or Walmart and then go right back to the same platform, right there in the little left or right hand corner, you get a little pop-up ad, Walmart, Amazon, right? That's the tracking that the other companies are now looking at your basic computer address. And they're like, okay, Savage just went to Amazon, so we're just going to put the pop-up ad in. Not with ExpressVPN. They block all that stuff, guys. Head over there right now. When you connect to their network, strong encryption prevents activity from tracking your computer address. Back to the show. Joe, I want to get more involved here with this connected AT&T story here with her. It's interesting. I'm reading a little bit about it because, I mean, this woman's being tracked. We just mentioned ExpressVPN. I hope she has ExpressVPN from half the crap that's targeting her right now. But, I mean, she's all over the place. FBI, mafia, this former congressman in Georgia there, Bob Barr, getting arrested there in Cobb County over there in Marietta, Georgia. I mean, goodness gracious. I hope the nightmare's over for her, Sherry. I really do.
We got to be careful because remember last year when we were joking about the mafia? Yeah. We got to be careful. they may be coming after us next.
Oh, God, I hope not. Shaky, you better give me a gun or a billy club. I know how to talk to them. No, I'm just joking, guys. I might be from New York, but I don't, you know, I don't hold the Italian
fist. What's the matter, you? I'm part Italian, so I can do it, right?
I slapped you in the face.
Who was that Italian we had and we were joking with? What's the matter, you?
Oh, God. Going back ages on the library, guys. Check that out. Call back to the old episodes of Savage Unfiltered.
Check the archives.
Yeah. What's about? Now you got me talking like an Italian, Joe. What's up with the AT&T story? There's a connection there. How does that come into play?
Well, from what I understand, you know, when I started looking into what is actually happening in my environment, what's going on, I really want to put a shout out to definitely get his VPN. It's very imperative this day and age because there are so many people out there just hacking people just to hack them, and I'm meeting more being hacked than not. So please get VPN. Okay, so when my mother actually retired from AT&T, and of course the AT&T was the only place that was able to offer internet in my little area that I was in, and the way out in the country in South Mississippi. And when I started seeing all these different, I actually saw a separate network that they actually attached me to that his computers were only working on, and some picked out phones that I was able to find. And it was pretty interesting how the notes seemed to be that it was coding. Like if somebody was going to order a building and was going to get a quote for a building, you start with the size and the style and the color, and then the options to add on and that sort of thing. Well, I started seeing these codes, like why would he be like putting this together and putting emphasis on it? And I started connecting the dots. He was actually, they were going to use that to run sex trafficking out of, I believe. I actually found there was some kind of nefarious thing.
Yeah. Well, and then about the hacking, as a former IT guy, you should always, where possible, turn on any and every site you can, two-factor authentication, so that you get a text with a code on your cell phone. But then again, if your phone is cloned, that's an issue. They can intercept the code. So you've got to have it go to email or something, some sort of two-factor authentication coding for logins to protect yourself from hacking as best you can. Still not foolproof, but better.
Well, there was a lot of people that were in my environment that was actually part of different types of computer, you know, technology. Like one guy said that he knew how to do the dark web thing, and he worked for me for like a very short period of time. But now that I'm tying all the dots together, they were meant to get in there just for a few days, do what they need to do. And then they were like, oh, I'm a drug addict. I got to go. Really. And it just made some, now it makes sense. Mm. Then it didn't. I was like, what the hell is going on? You know, why do I keep getting these people here that don't want to make thousands a week? You know, it didn't make sense. So now it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I found,
you know, Sherry, you have, yeah, one second. I mean, you have an amazing story. I wish I really had more time, and I tried to cover as much as possible with a lot circulating this from Duluth, Georgia, Cobb County, former Congressman Bob Barr. I had to say it correctly, guys. You know, sometimes I'm full of goofs, but, you know, the comical has to come in every now and then with my persona. That's just who I am. But there's a lot. AT&T, Mafia, all that stuff. All the dots are now connecting each other, one after the other after the other. Sherry, and then the gentleman that you were involved, you know, as a livable situation. I have to ask, Sherry, as we close it up, how in the hell are you able to manage your life after everything that has possibly happened to you? How in the hell do you manage it? I have to ask that.
Uh-oh.
Did you unmute me? Okay. I can only tell you that they basically took over my whole life. I literally had to run from my home in Mississippi. My children went to go live with their father, who was actually involved. They just graduated, so they're old enough to choose where they want to live. But, you know, with my family, that my half siblings, because I didn't even get into the part where my other sibling worked for the head of the state of Florida in the heads of the Department of Agriculture and Education, and staunch communist. You know, it's an incredibly long story, and it just goes on and on. So the only thing I can do is pray and have faith that God's in control. He has obviously protected me from so many attempts on my life, even since I was a little child. They were able to kill my brother, but that I found out that his accident wasn't an accident here recently.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of nefarious, and a lot of it has to do with witchcraft too. So I hate to say it, but it does.
I seen the witchcraft in there, and wow.
That's another road that if you go down, you'll just get eye roll. So it's best to just gloss over that and let that lie. Now, I want a clarification. You said your children's father was involved, by which you mean involved still in your and their lives, not involved in these incidents, right?
No, you have to keep in mind that I was part of MK Ultra, so they actually put anyone from the time I was born, I can go back to when I was 15 months old, they were placing people that were in this program in our lives, in my whole, mine and my family's lives, our whole life. So every boyfriend I've ever had, every my husband I've had, they were all placed in it. And I can tell you how, for instance, I go back to when I was 22 and I got engaged to a guy. His dad was a commercial airline pilot for Delta. The next one was a boyfriend that his dad was a lawyer for the Air Force. The third one was my husband, and his dad worked for NASA for over 40 years and ran the photography department. He's the one that actually developed the film for the moon landing. And then my last one, his mom was in the Air Force and worked at Shriver Air Force Base, where they actually concentrate on this type of technology that we were talking about earlier. So it all ties connected together. This is a whole nefarious program that by me reaching out to people like on especially on Facebook, I found many women that have been connected, and some men that same connections, same everything. And we've been doing like deep dives on MK Ultra on the spaces. And we just got through with a 10-week program where these people are coming in and telling their story. And there's so many commonalities.
Yeah. Now I know a lot of people are even going to be rolling their eyes at the MK Ultra mention, but, Declassified documents demonstrate that program of reality. So whether they believe you as being involved in it or not, that's up to them. And people might think I'm joking or trying to poo-poo this whole thing. I'm not. When I mention, go look up the old Mel Gibson, Julia Roberts conspiracy theory movie, which revolves around MK Ultra. Again, declassified information demonstrate that a reality. Now, whether, again, people want to believe you or not, that's up to them.
Well, and the major thing is, if the general public wants to actually look at it this way, we were all under a mass MK Ultra program on COVID. If you think about it, that was one of the most mind control programs that they ever put out there. They controlled us by fear. You know, it was all a plan, you know, the whole plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and such an amazing story. It really is, guys. We're losing time. I do want to thank Sherry for coming on. I noticed that she does have a website to help those that may be of targeted, you know, from these. I'm going to say it, guys, and I'm not afraid to say it because I'm very savaged. These sick sons of bitches out there that love to prey on the innocent. And Sherry, if you don't mind, I know you have that website and I have checked it out. If you want to plug that in for anybody that may be a victim of what you had experienced, please, ma'am, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm not quite done with the website right now, but I do have the Twitter space, the X space, that is, it's at Targeting You, and that's @ Targeting You on Twitter. That's the best way to get, in touch with me. But yeah, if this is, like I said, a huge long story, but people don't even, there's a lot of people out there that don't even realize that they're being targeted. And there's a lot of things that you can actually do to be able to tell if you are a target. And that's what we like to teach people. And there's people that have come into the spaces on Twitter and have listened to stories, and they literally like raise their hand and they're like, well, I think I'm being targeted because of this and this and that. And they do, they actually realize that they are being a target. There's so many commonalities to these people that in environments.
Yeah. Yeah. Such amazing story. Sherry, I do want to thank you for coming on. And ma'am, I wish you the best in your future pathway to all this that had happened to you. Very unfortunate.
Well, it's still going on, but we're going to, you know, we're going to have faith. And the only thing they left me with is to be able to expose this, because, you know, there's too many people that have lost their lives and they're still losing their life, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sherry. My heart goes out to you and anybody that has been affected by this nightmare of human trafficking and everything that circulates around it, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you, Michael, for having me. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning into this very special episode. And till next time, guys, take it easy. Yep.